Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Herd. Colin Cowherd, if you follow him on Twitter, you know he's having some travel issues. He will be back tomorrow. Joy Taylor is here with me right now. Broussard joins us in a half hour. Ms. Taylor also traveled this weekend, I hear through the grapevine. Joy Taylor maybe also had some travel issues, but kept it to herself. It found a way into work. Joy, just from following you on your many social media platforms, seemed like you were hosting a powerful women in media conference all throughout the greater Miami area, wherever the hell you were. It was you and a bunch of other superstars. Good weekend?
It was a great weekend. It was Miami Swim Week. So I went to a bunch of fashion shows and did a bunch of fancy things that I did not set up. I am not the cool person. I have to give Kelly credit for that. But it was a great weekend. Oh. And yes, the travel right now is a bit insane, but I try not to be the person that uses Twitter to like complain about it, because I don't want to be that person. But I just feel like it's a privilege
a
to travel.
Tweet at Colin Cowherd.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
I feel the same way. But now it's a little knife to Colin's ribs.
Flight did not get canceled. Okay, I just got. I'm not even gonna say what happened, but my flight did not get canceled, so I would be much more enraged. Yeah. It's understandable.
But that's all. You also went to a major American city. Colin went somewhere that I'm not even sure how it qualifies as a state. And so when his travel's canceled, it's like you can covered wagon it to L.A. or you're just going to have to wait. You would have been fine. So Colin will be back tomorrow.
Yes.
We have a lot to do, but I am so glad I'm here, because this show, when I'm not on it, quietly, slightly, a little bit, little anti-Giannis corner, but not today, my friends. We're going to start there. We'll get to Devin Booker in just a moment. But about a year ago on this show, when I was talking to Colin, I compared Giannis to Lamar Jackson. And what I said was, listen, these are obviously all-time talented guys, unique one-of-one historically as far as how they do what they do in their sports, but they have a hole in their game that has prevented them and potentially will continue to prevent them from reaching the top of their respective game. So I want you to follow me down a hypothetical for a moment. That hypothetical is, what if Lamar Jackson, this postseason, had gone into Arrowhead, taken Patrick Mahomes' best shot, and not played a different game than he typically does, not thrown for 400 yards, but run for 200, passed for 150, and won, and then gone to the Super Bowl and did something similar. Ran for like 14 first downs, 175 yards on the ground, 125 yards through the air, and won the Super Bowl. Then, holes be damned, we would be saying, you know what? That guy right there, he's the best quarterback alive. Don't care if the way Mahomes or Rodgers do it is prettier or there's more historical comps for it. If playing his way, he had beaten the best in the game, in his building no less, and had gone on to win a championship, then it would be ludicrous to talk about what he can't do, because what he can do would have been good enough to win the championship, going through quite the gauntlet of competition in my hypothetical scenario. Well, folks, we are on the precipice of Giannis Antetokounmpo doing exactly that. I know what Giannis can't do. Everyone knows what Giannis can't do. And in fact, later in the show, we're going to discuss other superstars the way we discuss Giannis to try to show how absurd so much of the discussion surrounding Giannis has been. But we know what Giannis can't do. But what if what he can do is simply unstoppable? That is what we're seeing. And if Giannis continues this, not only will the Bucks win the championship, but Giannis will have the best claim anyone not named LeBron James has had in 15 years that he is, in fact, the best basketball player alive. We've been waiting quite some time to see who is going to take that mythical but very important mantle from LeBron. And LeBron going out in the first round, being injured for the second time in three seasons, has opened that door, despite the fact that he's currently right now the defending finals MVP. But to be able to walk through that door, it can't just be one great playoff run like Kawhi had. It certainly can't just be one amazing regular season like Jokic had. It's got to be all of the above. Giannis already has the regular season hardware. Giannis already has the regular season accolades. And Giannis is building a historically great postseason case. And I won't go through right here. We'll do it in an hour. But I won't go through right here all of the eye-popping numbers from Giannis. But I will give you one. 40-point games in the finals. We're numb to it because LeBron's got eight of them. But if you remove LeBron's eight, then all of a sudden you're in a situation where in the last 15 years, there have only been seven total. And in the last 40 years, those are the only three guys with more than Giannis has had in the last 96 hours. Kevin Durant, as great as he is, has scored 40 in a finals game once. Kobe Bryant, one of the eight greatest players in the history of the sport, scored 40 in a finals game once. He played in 37 of them. Giannis has played in three. His first one was when he's coming off the hyperextended knee, and he's done it twice in the last two. Kareem did it once. Bird did it once. Duncan did it once. Giannis has done it twice since you probably last called your mother. That is how you all of a sudden go from 3 weeks ago, oh my God, Giannis doesn't belong in the same league as Durant, to then outplaying Durant in a game seven in Durant's building, scoring the game-tying bucket on Durant in overtime, suffering what looked like a Willis McGahee injury and then being back a week later, and now, I believe, has his team in control of these finals. Now, the guy who's supposed to be able to match Giannis is Devin Booker, and we'll get to Booker in just a moment, but to put a pin in the Giannis discussion, when I say best player alive, if we just, we don't even have to go modern NBA era, go from Russell to now, it's a very, very short list of guys that have worn that crown. Russell and Wilt shared it in the 60s. Kareem had it for the vast majority of the 70s. Late 70s, early 80s, Dr. J, from what he did in the ABA to coming to the NBA and instantly winning league MVP, plus Moses, who won a couple, three MVPs in 5 years, those two guys had it. Then Bird had it. Then Magic had it. Then Michael had it. Michael left. Akeem took it. Michael came back. He took it back. Then it went Shaq to Duncan to LeBron. Kobe fans would argue that I should have Kobe in there from like 07 to 10. I think LeBron became the best player alive after the 48 special in Detroit. But if you want to add Kobe, that's fine. But that's less than a dozen human beings in history who have held this crown. Giannis, three wins away from holding it himself. And the Bucks are going to get those three wins if Devin Booker doesn't start playing better. Even if he does, they might. And Devin Booker last night was 3 for 14, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. And quietly, Devin Booker, since the game in which he broke his nose, game 2 against the Clippers, he's played 8 games, has not shot over 50% once. In fact, in these entire playoffs, he's only shot over 50% 4 out of his 19 games. And in those last 8 playoff games, Booker is shooting 36% from the field, less than 30% from 3, and in these finals, was mediocre in game 1, was bad in game 3, was 4 for 12 in the first half of game 2, but then was excellent in the second half of game 2, and he and Ayton's energy late, what Chris Paul did, it was like, okay, Booker played great, was probably the best, you know, best player on his team in that game. So it got papered over a bit. But last night he was bad, and people are acknowledging it, but not killing him for it. And I'm not here to kill him for it, because Devin Booker is not the caliber of player that deserves to get killed for a terrible game. Now, that might sound like an indictment, but it's not. It is, and we've discussed this before, I think, on this show, it is the superstar test. Do you want to know who is and who isn't a superstar in this league? Ask yourself this question. Can you have a 3-for-14 and have it not be the lead or the secondary lead from that game? If you can, then you're not. So there's during the broadcast during these playoffs, we've had the word superstar thrown around awful liberally. Trae Young's a superstar. No, he's not. Not yet. Donovan Mitchell's a superstar. No, he's not. Not yet. Julius Randle, superstar. Not even close. Devin Booker, who I think most people are like, oh, he's better than all those guys except for maybe Donovan, maybe including Donovan. He's clearly a superstar. No, he's not. He's a star. He is a future superstar. But when you can go 3-for-14, have your coach, for reasons that I don't yet totally understand, sit you for the entire fourth quarter, and it is not the overwhelming lead, or thanks to what Giannis did, secondary lead where people are eviscerating him, it means not a superstar. We know what would happen if LeBron, KD, Giannis, Kawhi, Steph, those guys had that game and their team put them on the bench for the fourth quarter. It is the story. You know why? Because they're superstars. Devin Booker is an excellent player. One day will be a superstar. Is not yet, And you can tell by the lack of criticism that he's getting today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day,
bro.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
I'm a nerd for history. Joy's been to my home in New York, and I am doing the show right now from my home in New York, and I am surrounded by bookshelves that are almost entirely history books. Like, basically, mostly United States history starting around 1865, 1855, until about 1968. I got probably 80 books on that. And then I have said that I am going to write a book myself about the last 50 years of the NBA. Now, I've been saying that for quite some time, and now the NBA is probably about to come out with a bunch of books of their own because they're about their 75th anniversary season, and my book's going to be passé, and no one's going to care, but I'm still working on it. I've actually got it all on my computer right here. I just haven't quite finished the project. But I'm a nerd for history. But I also think at times we get spoiled by recent history, and so we don't understand the full context of what we're seeing. So Giannis, what he has done in these two finals games, the last two finals games, it just isn't done. And what do I mean by that? Like, okay, so what if we do a 40-point double-double in finals history? Can we show the full list of guys with more than one? Okay, so LeBron's got six, which is why people think it happens a lot, because LeBron's been doing it for the last decade. But West, Elgin, Havlicek, and Pettit all played 50 years ago or longer. So in the last 50 years, the only two human beings to have more 40-point double-doubles than Giannis in the last 96 hours are LeBron and Shaq. That's it. What about just 40-point finals games? Not double-doubles, just 40 points in the finals. Show me everyone who has more than Giannis in their careers in the last 40 years. Think about that just for a moment. That, again, because LeBron has been doing it, we think it's normal. It's not normal. Kobe Bryant, 37 career finals games. One time he touched 40. KD, one time he's touched 40. Steph, one time. Kareem, one time. In the last 15 years, if you remove LeBron and Giannis, it's happened seven times. Giannis has done it twice this series. A week and a half ago, his knee bent the wrong way. So it's not overstating it to say he's having one of the greatest finals ever. It's also not overstating it to say this. What Giannis has done this postseason is, these finals, is apex Shaquille O'Neal. Show me Giannis's finals average and then Shaq the 3 years he won finals MVP. Shaq's barely got him in points and rebounds. Giannis has him in assists. Giannis has him in field goal percentage. Giannis has him in plus minus. Do you guys remember Shaq in those finals? In 2000, it was Shaq making Rick Smits want to flee back to the Netherlands. In 2001, it was Dikembe Mutombo, who's a great player, and Todd McCullough trying to deal with him. And in 2002, poor Todd McCullough has to deal with him again. That was the Nets center in 2002. Shout out Jason Kidd for getting that team to the finals back-to-back years. And Shaq every night was 35 and 15. Well, Giannis played game one of these finals on a bulky knee, only gave you 20 and 17, and since then, okay, ho-hum, 40-40. I just read this on Twitter. I think Justin Kubatko had it. Players in finals history to have at least 85 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists in back-to-back games combined. Giannis, and that's the list. So it is not outlandish, prisoner of the moment, to say we are witnessing history. And to say we are three games away from Giannis joining, we can show the last thing, this group of guys. And this group of guys here represent NBA royalty. It's 11 guys on this list. Who's the worst player on it? Steph? Bob Pettit, who was the best player of the 50s? Multiple MVPs and a championship. Forget finals MVP because then Steph be off it. Multiple MVPs and a championship. 11 guys ever. Giannis could be the 12th. And by the way, guys, as far as the youngest players to ever have two MVPs and a title, it's Kareem and Bob Pettit. Giannis would be next in line. Younger than Duncan. Younger than LeBron. He was 27 when he won his first ring. Younger than Jordan, who was 28 when he won his first ring. It is not hyperbole at all to say we are on the precipice of witnessing history, and just what he did in games two and three are history. Guys don't score 40 points in the finals. Again, LeBron's done it eight times, so people think they do. In the last 15 years, take LeBron out, take Giannis out, it's happened seven times. Seven.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game,
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Antoine Walker, he has a daughter who's a superstar athlete. Antoine was a superstar athlete, should have gotten his take on it. He's going to join us right now, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Antoine, you don't want your wonderful daughter all of a sudden to have a greater career than you had. A good one, not a better one than you. Be honest. Be honest, Juan.
I got to keep some leverage. She's prettier than me, so she gets more attention than I get.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate the honesty. There you go. Got to keep some leverage. All right, let's start on the losing side for a moment. Were you surprised Devin Booker didn't see the court in the fourth quarter? And what do you make of his struggles aside from the second half of game two in this series?
Well, I thought I was surprised to see him not playing the fourth quarter just because you wanted to see him obviously start to see the ball go in the basket. And I think anytime you start the fourth quarter, you want to see if you can chip into that lead and make a little run to see if you got a chance to get back into the game. So that's what I was more surprised about. And not to say that the Phoenix bench hasn't been great all season long and through the playoffs, but this guy has to get it going. So I thought that Monty Williams would go back to him. But I'm not terribly concerned with his performance last night. He's been pretty consistent throughout the playoffs, but one thing about, and I said this earlier, one thing about Devin Booker, he's a tough matchup for him. Coming off that Clippers series where Patrick Beverley really guarded him really well, and now you have multiple defenders. P.J. Tucker is guarding him, Holiday, Middleton. These guys are not giving him a lot of airspace. They're not letting him get a lot of easy looks. And that comes with some, that's going to be some rough shooting nights. For Devin Booker, he's going to have to get out in transition, try to get some layups, or he's going to have to try to get to the foul line. When that jump shot's not going, you got to see that ball go through the basket. And the best way to do that is get to the free throw line or get a layup to get yourself going. So he can have that big night. relying strictly on your jump shot, it becomes really tough to do that night in and night out.
Do you, I mentioned this on the show today, this morning, but not when you were on. Remember a couple years ago when Jason Tatum, his efficiency kind of out of nowhere dipped, and it was right around the time he was, you know, publicly embracing the relationship with Kobe and trying to seemingly model his game against Kobe, or after Kobe. And now we've seen Devin Booker. They made a big thing about the Be Legendary and the relationship he had with the late, great Kobe Bryant. I'm curious as a player. So Kobe had, you know, a Hall of Fame mentality, obviously, that I think almost every player would benefit from taking from. But Kobe's part of what made him, aside from his mentality, one of the greatest players ever was, he made impossible shots look easy. Like, Kobe's shot selection wasn't great. What made him great was that he could make them. When you see a guy like Book, it does feel to me like he's taking a lot of Kobe shots. And as good as Booker is, he's obviously not Kobe. And I don't think that's necessarily going to lend itself to the efficiency the Suns are going to need from him.
He's a tough shot maker. I think, you know, when we talk about tough shot makers in the league, I think Steph is probably the toughest. You know, Steph is the best bad shot maker we've ever seen. And I think that's what wows people about Steph. But one thing about Devin Booker and the relationship with Kobe, I think, has got his toughness. You see that the competitive drive that he has, the toughness that he has playing through that broken nose. That may play a little part in his offensive struggles as well. Never had my nose broken, but you're getting that thing hit consistently throughout the game. Obviously, you see he doesn't want to wear a mask, so we don't know if that's a problem. But I think one thing with Devin Booker is at times you got to make the game easy for yourself. And Chris Paul is a great point guard, and he can do that. But as a player, sometimes you got to figure out, like, how can I get out this slump? How can I be more consistent? And that's something that he's going to have to figure out as he grows as a player. But if you're watching the series, everything is jump shot. Everything is mid-range. Everything is one dribble pull-up. So you got to mix it up a little bit. It's a lot of film, and at this time, players are studying you when they're going home. So you got to change your game up a little bit to get going. And this is his first go-around at it. So he'll get better, but they cannot win this series with him having only 10 points.
Antoine Walker with us, of course. Antoine, two teams in the last 40 years have come back from 0-2 down in the finals to win the title. Famously, obviously, LeBron in 2016, down 0-2 and then down 3-1. And then you guys in 2006. And I know some of the audience associates you almost exclusively with the Celtics, but not only did you play with the Heat in 06, you started every single playoff game in that championship run. You guys were down 0-2 and then won four straight games. Shaq was excellent that season for the Heat, and he was good in the finals, but that was the Dwayne Wade finals. At what point during the finals did you as a teammate realize, oh my God, Dwayne is going to another level, and are you seeing something similar right now with Giannis?
Well, I think when we played with Dwayne, it probably was game three, and he kind of willed us to a win, and we knew that, hey, this guy's having a special series. So as Shaq always, you always hear Shaq say the others, myself and Gary Payton and Jay Will, James Posey, Udonis Haslem, had to do our jobs. We knew that we had a guy that can get it done on the offensive end, but we got to do all the little things. And that's score, rebound, play defense, and that's what made our run really, really special. I think for Giannis and what he's doing right now, and I've been very critical of Giannis myself personally and his offensive game, but I think you see improvements. And the improvement comes, it's not taking bad shots last night. I thought that was the most impressive part. Getting to the basket, wanting to get fouled, getting to the foul line, making his free throws. That's the difference in what you're seeing in finals Giannis. He's not afraid to attack the basket, knowing that he struggled from the line. And if he continues to do that, sky's the limit how good he could be. Nick, you got to put it. Could you imagine if this guy gets a 15 to 17 footer with his skill set that he already has in place? I mean, now we're talking about you putting him in the conversations with LeBron and Michael Jordan and Kobe as one of the greatest players of all time. So this is unbelievable to watch him work because he's been so efficient and putting his team on his back after a horrific injury that we didn't know what was going to happen. And we were just hoping that he plays in game three. And now this guy's on the verge of trying to take his team to win a championship.
All right, so I'll let you out of here on this one because you, I believe, like I did, picked the Bucks in seven. You didn't waver after two games when they were down 0-2. Let's say Giannis during this series, he obviously won't, doesn't all of a sudden add the 17-footer. That he just it plays, you know, stays to be the same player, but it's enough, and they win the title. And you're right, you have been a guy that's been critical of him at times. If they win the title and Giannis keeps up around this level of performance, will you consider him the best player in the league?
I think LeBron's the best player in the league still right now. I'm not ready to give that title over to him. But the conversation definitely changes now because now you're talking about a guy, and I think this is for the world. They play in Milwaukee. We don't get to see Giannis play 45 times on national TV during the season like you see a KD and LeBron James. So now it's just like it's coming out party. Yes, he is the two-time MVP. People know how good he is, but people don't really know because now they're getting to see it on the big stage. So the conversation does change. I think he jumps, he leapfrogged in that top three category with him, Kevin Durant, and LeBron as the top three guys in the league. And whoever you like more, obviously, Nick, you will be LeBron. You know, it's a bunch of KD fans out there. And then you got Giannis. So, you know, it'll be those three guys carrying the league. This guy's 26 years old. So he's got an opportunity right now with a pretty good team. If they continue to add guys and guys get better, they can have a terrific run right now with Giannis being one of the best players in the league.
Well, Antoine, you said I'll be with LeBron. If Giannis wins the title, I'll call him the best player in the world. LeBron lost in round one and was dinged up, and I'll give LeBron that credit. Also, it really works. Whenever the world calls someone else the best player in the world, LeBron responds the next year by winning the title. 2015, everyone gave it to Steph, so LeBron came back 2016, won the title. Last year, they're like, oh, it's Kawhi Leonard. LeBron came back by winning the title. So, yeah, no, I'll give it to Giannis if they finish it off. I think he'll have earned it. There's the great Antoine Walker. Antoine, thank you as always. You had to deal with me twice today. Nobody signs up for that. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
The officiating of the NBA Finals. Last night, Giannis took more free throws than the entire Suns team. Monty Williams has some thoughts on it.
I'm not going to get into the complaining publicly about fouls. Just not going to do that. But you can look, you know, we had 16 free throws tonight. One person had 17. So, you know, DA is, we got to learn from that. We got to beat guys to the spot. And he'll grow from this. I promise you he will.
Okay, that's a good job by Monty Williams. Pardon me, trying to prime the officials for game four. The problem is this, though. The reason the Suns are not getting foul calls is because all year long they didn't get foul calls because they're a jump shooting team. And the reason Giannis shot 17 free throws was because he was constantly attacking. I would challenge Monty Williams or any Suns fan that's upset to try to go find the foul that was called on against Giannis that wasn't a foul. There was one play where Giannis fouled Devin Booker on a rebound. That went uncalled. Then Mikal Bridges came in and fouled Giannis, and they called that. But Giannis got these free throws because he was getting hacked. He didn't get the free throws 20 feet away from the basket on a rip-through move. The Suns, of the 16 teams in the playoffs, they're 16th in free throw rate. It's just not their game. So, and it's not as if a bunch of Bucks are going to the line. Hell, going into last night's game, there had been 9 total free throws shot by all the players on the Bucks aside from Giannis. Giannis is just constantly attacking, and there's no one on Phoenix that can guard him. Now, I think this is money well spent by Monty if he does get fined. I think more coaches should do this. I said Bud should have done it after game one. But the referees called a fair game yesterday. It just is one guy is constantly going to the rim, and the other guy, the other team, has a bunch of guys taking pull-up jump shots. Why Giannis is like Lamar Jackson, but that could be a great thing. Next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Rip Uecker's going to join us to talk NBA Finals Game 1. In fact, let's do it right now. He's brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. All right, Rick, you and I, actually, I didn't realize this until a moment ago, we had the same finals prediction, which was Bucks in 7, with the small caveat of, if Giannis doesn't play, all bets are off. They're not picking the Bucks if Giannis doesn't play. I want to go back to all the way back to a week ago. I thought the best case scenario was Giannis was back for Game 3. Can you contextualize the fact that not only did he come back for Game 1, but seemingly by Game 2, he's playing some of the best basketball of his career?
Yeah, I can't. Well, I just can't get over the fact that seeing the video of him hyperextending his knee the way that he did, that he came back, played Game 1, played Game 2 with seemingly no effect. Now, the way that he is playing, I saw glimpses of that during the regular season. It's why I put him at the top of my MVP ballot for the first time this year, because I saw him doing things that I thought were important for an MVP to do. The numbers were always there. The record of the Bucks was always there. But there are certain things that a guy has to do, when he has to do them and how he does them, that I thought had been missing up until I saw them this season. Now, what I am seeing in this series is all of that coming together. We're not just seeing glimpses. We're seeing him demand the ball. We're seeing him demand accountability of his teammates. And perhaps the most important thing that I'm seeing is that he is catching and operating below the free throw line. It reminds me of your favorite player, LeBron James, when he went to the Miami Heat. And the first thing they did, and particularly after they lost the first year, was, LeBron, we need you to play free throw line down. We need you to operate from the mid post. We need you to play pick and roll with Dwayne Wade, where you're the roller in some instances. And it opened everything up for LeBron, because let's face it, whether it's LeBron or Giannis, once they get 2 feet in the paint, I don't know that there's a defender that you can match up with them where you can stop them from getting a quality shot. So I'm seeing the same development. His fearlessness in wanting to get to the free throw line rather than avoiding contact, his ability to get the ball and protect it and get into the paint, we're seeing it here. Once he gets there and now he draws a crowd, now it's going to open it up for everybody else. I'm seeing him do that consistently now on the biggest stage. And so this is what I saw a little bit of during the regular season, and now we're seeing it full force. That he's doing it after he got injured, I can't explain that. But the reality is that I always knew that the seed was there.
So, Rick, sometimes we watch playoff series, and maybe we're wrong, but we think, oh, this adjustment is right there. Do this. Why won't you do this? Take Kendrick Perkins off the floor, Scott Brooks, to go back a decade ago. Like, we're begging. I'm watching the series, and I also watch Suns-Bucks in the regular season, and I'm just like, there's no – it's not to say the Suns can't win the series. I pick the Bucks. I think they'll win, but the Suns obviously can't. But there's no – I don't see an adjustment to stop Giannis. I feel like you just hope that his 40 is not enough. Do you see something – sitting there for the Suns to do to slow him down?
I don't, simply because if you put Jay Crowder on him, he's demonstrated that he's physical enough, he can get into the paint and hit that jump hook over him. If it's DeAndre Ayton, he's going to face up and he's going to attack him. Now, you can try to make him play in a crowd. I suppose you can try to double team him, but that's the beauty of catching the ball in the mid post, is it's really difficult to double team there and not leave wide open three-point shooters. The best move that they could try to make is to say, we're going to make somebody else beat us. We're going to stop Giannis. We're going to double team him. We're going to send double teams at different times. We're going to confuse the floor. and we're going to force him to give the ball up and make somebody else beat us. The tricky part with that is the Bucks got a nice little test on the ability to play without Giannis, with Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton having to carry the water against Atlanta. So if it comes to that, it's not as if that's going to be brand new for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Do you think, let's say prior to these last 72 hours, the way Giannis has been discussed has been in line with the other great players? And by that I mean, when people are talking about, you mentioned my guy LeBron, I'll mention a guy from your neck of the woods, Steph. Nobody does Steph Curry commentary like this. Listen, Steph is the greatest shooter ever. Now, obviously, he stinks in the low post and he can't play above the rim. But he is the great. It feels to me like with Giannis, even when folks have been complimenting him, they throw in the thing he can't do, which we didn't do that with Shaq. It wasn't like Shaq's so dominating. Now, can't shoot a jump shot, save his life. It seems like you disagree, which is totally fair. Do you think Giannis gets discussed the way, because every guy, except for LeBron, let's be honest, has a hole in their game. And then, but we don't focus on those when we're complimenting them the way we have with Giannis.
Look, Nick, you know this better than anyone. Even LeBron takes his criticism. It's just a different type of criticism. And Steph gets his criticism. Yeah, it's just a different type of criticism. Look, with Shaq, it was Shaq. He's not always in shape. He doesn't always play hard. Like, it was the conditioning.
Okay, that's
fair. And LeBron, he's not clutch, whatever. Steph, he can't defend. He got two championships because Kevin Durant was the best player. The top guy, people are always going to try to pick holes in who they are. What the distinction is with Giannis, and I believe that it is a valid one, is that unlike, and if you look at, let's face it, the guys that he was competing for MVP with, a James Harden. A James Harden is a closer and a scorer, a guy you put the ball into his hands and say, go get me something. Until recently, we didn't see that with Giannis, and Giannis seemed to be okay with it. Like, oh, you want Chris Middleton to close games? Okay. And that doesn't sit well with people when they're voting for him as most valuable player. That, to me, is the great distinction. And I think it was game two where I thought it was the revelation, even though they lost. He took 7 mid-range jumpers and made 5 of them. He was inside, he was getting clawed, and he was still trying to get the ball up to get a shot, knowing it would get him to the free throw line. Those sound like really simple things, but they were things that he would not do consistently. He did not trust his mid-range jumper, even when it was there to be taken, would not consistently take it, would look to kick it out, and he wouldn't try to get to the free throw line no matter how he was shooting. Those are two important elements. As we know, James Harden loves to get to the free throw line, is never going to pass up a shot that he thinks that he can take. And so that is the great distinction, and that was the great criticism. And up until now, being a two-time MVP, that was a valid criticism. Dude, if you're the best player, then you need to take the shot with the game on the line. And much like my criticism with LeBron at times, you're the most physically imposing guy. You're the most difficult matchup. I don't want you throwing it to Kyle Korver if you have a look. If you're totally bottled, I get it. If you have a look, I want you taking that shot. Giannis has taken a page from the same book, and that's why I think the criticism was valid and why he deserves the plaudits now, because he's a different Giannis that we're seeing than we've ever seen before.
One more Giannis question, then I got a Devin Booker one, and I'll let you go. Let's say the Bucks finish it off, that they end up winning the title. Mm-hmm. They win 3 of the next 4. Do you think Giannis will justifiably go into next season considered the best player in basketball?
If he continues to play the way he has the last 2 games, I don't see how you can't. Now, it's going to be a little bit different because the 3-point shot has just become such a hallmark of anybody that we consider the best player. If it's not Steph, it's KD. If it's not KD, LeBron has that in his bag. And That's not part of what Giannis is. He's a different animal when it comes to that. But, look, if he continues to play the way he's playing right now, it will mean that he won this series definitively. And I don't know that we've ever been able to say that about Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. And if it's Giannis is the reason that the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Finals, I don't see how you put him anywhere other than at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, if at age 24 he wins a league MVP, and age 25 he wins a league MVP and a defensive player of the year, and at age 26 he wins a finals MVP, that's how you become the best player alive. And the guy who I've said, the guy who I've, you know, obviously argued for 13 years been the best guy, if that same year he goes out in round one and gets dinged and does not have a great playoff series, seems fair. And a lot of people would argue Durant, and as brilliant as Durant was, Giannis beat Durant in his building in a game seven when Durant was up 2-0 and up 3-2. And I know there was a, listen, I know that dealt with injuries, but it's just a strong case that Giannis would have that I think would be pretty, you know, bulletproof as far as logical. All right, last one. Booker doesn't play in the fourth quarter. Has actually struggled since the game he broke his nose. He's shooting 36%. That's eight games. 28% from three over those eight games. Your level of concern for Booker for the rest of the series and your thoughts on him being sat for the fourth quarter?
He Devin, to me, is a superstar scorer, not a superstar. And I go all the way back to the clip. We all know about the clip where he's playing in the offseason and they double team him. And he's like, hey, we don't double team and pick up. And I don't look at that as some referendum on he doesn't like to be double-teamed or he doesn't like to work hard. It's none of that. But if you don't like to be double-teamed, it's because I want to show you that I can score. And on the very first play of Game 3, Drew Holiday defended him tough. And Devin Booker was like nodding, oh yeah, okay, let me show you. In the NBA Finals, I don't care, Devin, whether you score or not. It's not how you score. It's how you play. If your shot's not falling, how else can you affect the game? And that's where we talk about holes in games. That's where Devin needs to evolve. In that, if the ball's that's not fair. Going in when I shoot it, which every player has nights like that, how else can I affect the game? Right now, Devin Booker, when he does not score, he is not a superstar in the making or does not have a superstar effect on the result. And that's where he needs to evolve. And I'll be interested. I mean, he got a lot of P.J. Tucker. I don't think P.J. Tucker should be able to guard Devin Booker. I think that some of what Devin suffered from in Game 3 had more to do with Devin than anything that the Milwaukee Bucks did. I believe he's still an emotional player, the way he plays. And that's not a good recipe for being consistent or successful in the NBA Finals because the emotions are already high enough.
Yeah. Huge game for him, Game 4. All of these games are the biggest games of almost all these guys' careers, none more so than Devin Booker this upcoming Game 4. Rick Bucher, Rick, great stuff as always. Appreciate you, man.
My pleasure.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks.
Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.